17 minutes after 7. Now, have you been through a divorce? How did it work out for you? Did you go through the family court? How did that work out for you? Well, it's a big day today for the family law courts because from today, the family court officially merges with the federal circuit court. And as part of the overhaul, they're hoping to change the conversation about family law. So they've got this new campaign. I think it's really, really wise. It's called Separating Smarter. And what they're hoping to do is to discourage couples from getting caught up in unnecessary and costly court battles. They say the courts should be the last resort when you're trying to resolve a dispute. So they've got this new video. They're going to show it to separated couples who are about to start court proceedings. And the idea is, after you've watched the video, do you still want to go ahead or do you want to find another way to resolve this dispute? Now, the Chief Justice, Will Alstergren, is the Chief Judge of the Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia, and he joins us on the line. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Thank you very much for talking to us. What prompted this? I'm guessing so many families who've learnt the hard way how costly and how traumatic divorce proceedings can be.
Absolutely. Ben, look, as we all know, people go through an enormous amount of stress and pain in divorces, and there's a lot more delay and cost than there should be. We want to really encourage people before they embark upon a very costly and protracted law proceeding to think what I want to try and achieve and can I settle my differences without the involvement of the court and certainly without the involvement of all the stress and pain it causes. One of my relatives in the 1980s got separated and I went with her to the court proceeding. And there was a crusty old registrar who set everybody down and said, right, before we start, how many of you think you're going to get half the house? And people put their hands up and said, no, only about 20 or 30% of you. How many of you think you'll get back together again? And again, she asked all these questions. And after about half an hour of asking these really pertinent questions, half the people walked outside and settled because they realised how incredibly important it was and was pretty miserable, but it was a really good reminder. And my relative walked straight outside and said, that's it, I'm leaving.
And I'm
going to make sure I settle.
That crusty old registrar would have also said to people, how much do you think you're going to spend going through these proceedings?
Oh, absolutely. She actually asked the question, how many of you think you'll spend less than 30% of your total assets on lawyers? And when everybody put their hand up, she said, nah, only about 5% of you. You can imagine it was a bit of a shock.
So your idea is when people come into court is to say, look, we understand there are many cases where the best solution is for people to go their separate ways. We don't pretend to understand everyone's specific circumstances. But you want to show them this four-minute video, and I'm just going to play a little sample of it now. Here we go.
By the end of the proceedings, you'll have spent a lot of money fighting rather than getting on with your life. Many will never recover costs or get back on their feet. If there are children involved, consider the negative emotional impacts on their mental health. So let me ask you this. Have you really thought this through?
So people watch the video, some of them will then think, all right, maybe there's another way. So what is the other way?
Other ways, mediation. What we normally require people to do before they come to court, not everybody does it, is to actually try and mediate their dispute where it's safe to do so. If there's high family violence, that's not going to be safe. But if there is an opportunity to do so through a family friend, through many services or mediation services, they can sit down and try and divide up their assets in an appropriate way they think is fair and they can live with, and try and work out a way that they can deal with seeing their kids in an appropriate way. During COVID, we proved that because a lot of people were locked down, because a lot of the borders were closed and a lot of the access centres were closed, we were able to get people to sort out the differences between them in the spirit of the orders that were made without coming to court. Some very decent people out there want to try and settle their disputes in the best way possible, and they shouldn't have to come to court to do it. Where there's really high-risk family violence, then obviously they have to come into the court to be safe. And even in those circumstances, we can use electronic means to try and allow people to mediate even electronically in safe environments. It's making a massive difference. I mean, we really want to try and change the conversation about family law in Australia.
Well done. We're talking to Will Alstergren, who is the Chief Judge of the Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia. Now, just on children, this is very tough, isn't it? The tug of war between parents. And I've had people say to me before who've worked in the family law court system who say, I don't think a lot of parents realise how difficult it is for the child when they're being passed back and forth. Now, again, we can't pretend to understand everyone's circumstances, but parents need to keep that in mind as well, don't they?
Absolutely. Look, Ben, the law really is that it's any order in relation to children is going to be in the best interest of the child. And so often you've got to remind people in hearings, it's not about what they think or what the other party thinks or what's in their best interest. It's what's in the interest of the child. And often, unfortunately, that's somewhat different. And it's really hard for some people to accept. But you've got to keep on thinking about that little child and make sure we protect those children and make sure that we act in their best interests. It's really hard for people to accept at times. It's a really stressful environment. One party wants to blame the other party. It's a really, really difficult situation. That's why sometimes they just have to be heard by someone independent. But often if people can actually come to a compromise, they can accept the decision much better and they can work together. And that's what the video is really trying to show people. Before you issue, watch the video and you might have a different perspective about how much you're affecting your children every time you have a conversation with someone in front of them, every time your mood changes, every time they're going from one party to the other party. These poor kids are going through stress and strain that people don't sometimes pick up, and it can affect them for the rest of their lives.
Well, so let me tell you, you don't have to go into the court to see the video. We've put it up on 2GB.com, and you can also ring a phone number. It's called the Family Relationship Advice Line, 1-800-050-321. There are also family relationship centres and other community-based services to help people reach an agreement and avoid going through the courts. And we know that not only is it costly, there have also been lengthy delays getting through that court system. Now, in your own marriage, if you don't mind me pointing out to you, I've had someone tip me off, you haven't been with your wife for the last 9 weeks, I believe, because of lockdown. It's Kate's birthday today, so to keep your own relationship on track, what do you want to say to your wife?
Happy birthday, Dale.
Well, we've got the Ben Fordham singers coming in to sing a song for as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you very much for joining us and congratulations on the campaign.
Thanks very much, Ben. Take care.
No worries. So to Will's wife, Kate.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from the Ben Fordham Show. Happy birthday to you.
There you go, Kate. I know you'll be looking forward to seeing Will. That is Will Alstergren, who is the Chief Judge of the Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia. A really smart idea. The video's up on 2GB.com. It's not to say that you can't go your separate ways. A lot of people do it for all kinds of reasons. But just make sure you know what you're getting yourself and your children into.